Iran's influence concerns the United States for other reasons, too. The Bush administration suspects that the Iranians may be trying to develop nuclear weapons. So Washington is trying to set up a system in the Czech Republic and Poland to shoot down incoming missiles from Iran and from other rogue states. Today, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her Czech counterpart signed an agreement to build part of that system near the Czech capital, Prague. Russia responded to the signing with a warning. Moscow said it will use military rather than diplomatic means if the Czech parliament ratifies this agreement. Lawrence Korb was Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Reagan. He says the Russians feel cornered and betrayed by the U.S. missile shield plan.
They see this as a threat to themselves, placing technology and missiles so close to them. They're also upset about the fact that back when the Soviet Union broke up, we promised not to expand NATO into Eastern Europe. So not only have we expanded it there, we're talking about putting missiles and radars in two of the former Warsaw Pact countries.
So the agreement signed today was between Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and the Czech Republic. Now, what is it that the U.S. would be doing in the Czech Republic regarding missile defense that has elicited this kind of response from Russia?
Well, basically what the United States would be doing is placing missiles in Czechoslovakia, and the hope is to also to put radars in Poland to deal with the situation. But this is only the first step, because the Czechs have to get it approved by their parliament, and there is an awful lot of opposition in the Czech Republic, particularly among the elected officials, to this agreement. So I don't think until we get the agreement with Poland as well that this system will be able to be installed.
Okay, so therefore, at this point, the system as it is, I mean, there are various pieces of the puzzle. How close is the system to being a done deal?
Oh, it won't be operational for at least three or four years, because basically you have the agreement, you have to install the missiles and the radar, and you have to get them operational. So this will take a number of years. The Soviets have been objecting to this ever since it's been proposed. They had offered to put the missiles in a place like Azerbaijan. We've actually looked at that, found out that it was not technically possible.
Now, is the United States not paying attention at all to the concerns of the Russians? As you say, the Russians have expressed concerns from the very beginning, but the U.S. seems to be pushing ahead.
Well, the United States is pushing ahead because Republicans are obsessed with missile defense. This is a litmus test of loyalty to the Reagan legacy. If there was President Reagan who conceived this idea that you could build a defense against ballistic missiles, they deployed it in the United States, in California, and in Alaska, even when it had not been fully tested. The system has not been fully tested, but they want to go ahead with it before the Bush administration leaves office.
Since you did work intimately with the Ronald Reagan administration and with the USSR, what would the proper response be to what is a rather chilling threat on the part of the Russian foreign ministry now?
Well, I think the proper response basically would be to sit down and explain what we're trying to do and not press the issue right now, because what you're trying to do, even if you believe in the system, it has not been tested enough to be assured that if you put it in, it will actually work. And so you're causing yourself problems when you really don't need to. And if the Iranians were to develop, I mean, our intelligence says they wouldn't, you know, have an operational capability with a warhead and a missile, you know, for at least 4 or 5 years. So what you're doing is you're causing yourself problems at a time that Russia is trying to find its proper role in the world and regain what it sees as the prestige that it deserves.
All right. Lawrence Korb, thank you very much. Former Assistant Secretary of Defense under Ronald Reagan. Lawrence Korb, thank you again.
Thank you.